And there you have it. We will celebrate Easter on the 17th of April, Ash Wednesday on the 2nd of March. It always kind of sneaks up on us, doesn't it? They used to chant that all the time, you know, and it's still a good option because people didn't have calendars and so forth. At least they didn't have phones and computers. So they would come to Mass on the Epiphany to learn when will the days be. But today we're thinking about the Epiphany. We're thinking about the wise men, the magi, the three kings, whatever you kind of want to call them. Tradition ascribes names to these three fellas, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And I was just kind of thinking, here we are on the new year. We're on January 2nd, and thinking about the wise men. And I was just kind of thinking about, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a guy that likes to do resolutions. And I was thinking maybe we should all kind of pray about doing a resolution for each gift of the three wise men. So, for example, Balthazar is the one that brought the myrrh. Myrrh was always placed on bodies, and so with that gift, we might think about resolutions that have to do with our bodily health. I don't think we say it enough, but our bodies, according to the scripture, are temples. They're sacred. Our bodies were made good and holy, and it's good and holy to take care of them. And so maybe pray about, okay, what's something I can do for my bodily health for this year? And don't say I'm going to lose weight. That's an outcome, not a resolution, you know. I read this thing. It says, make New Year's routines, not resolutions. And I thought, that's kind of nice, you know. So, for example, what am I going to do with Balthazar's gift? What I want to do for my bodily health is every day I'm going to do an extra push-up. So yesterday I did one push-up. Today I did two push-ups. Tomorrow I'll do three. So far I'm doing pretty good. But by the end of the year, it will be 66,000-something-something push-ups that I will have done. And I'm going to do it. And another thing I'm doing for my bodily health is I'm going to drink a gallon of water every day. That's why I have to really pee right now. those are good things, you know, that we could do for our bodily health. Caspar brought the incense. That's a symbol of worship. So maybe think and pray about, okay, Lord, what are you calling me to do this year new with my life and my prayer life? Whether it's doing a weekly holy hour or that you haven't been doing, but you've been thinking I should probably be doing that, you know, or a daily rosary, those sorts of things. I read this one podcast I listened to. It said one good thing to do is to put new routines, attach them to things that you're already doing. So one high school kid told me yesterday that he's going to pray before he works out every day. He lifts weights every day. So he's going to pray before he does that. Well, that it's a trigger. It prompts him to remember that, you know. But like, what are things that we could do with our spiritual lives to offer God a better gift of worship, a better gift of adoration? In our scripture today, it talks about how they came to do him homage and worship. And then I love this last line. Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. We can never know the way unless we are plugged into God, unless we are in tuned with him and his holy will. And this gift of Caspar is something that will draw us ever closer to God, who shows the way always, and who keeps us focused on Christ. One of the tricks of the devil is to distract us. Not so in 2022. Let us not be distracted by unimportant things. Let us be focused on Christ. And what is that spiritual gift going to be? For me, I'm doing the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz. And I am also going to be reading 5 canon laws a day. And there's 1,700 something of these things. So if I do 5 a day, then I'll get through all of canon law by the end of the year. So there we go. Now, Melchior brought the gold. So this is a symbol of all of our material things. And in the gospel today, they come and open their treasures and offer Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They poured out their gifts to the Lord. They opened their treasures. So, you know, maybe it's a thing to think about, like, what can I do with my material stuff? Maybe it's to simplify. You know, I'm going to get rid of 3 things every week. And holy socks count. I've got a bunch of those. And I'm going to get rid of 3 things, whether it's a book, I have too many books, whether it's whatever it is. That's to simplify. But maybe it's to be a better steward of something, of a material thing that you have. Maybe it is to be more generous. Who knows what it is. But these 3 gifts, they symbolize. It's not just gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold symbolizes all the stuff of this world. Frankincense represents all the worship of this world, all the prayers, all the life of the Spirit, everything. Myrrh represents all of the bodies, all of our lives. And that's what the 3 kings are pouring in front of Jesus. They're giving Jesus everything. And this year, let's follow their example. They traversed far and wide. They didn't come on Christmas Day. It took them at least a week or so, probably longer, to get to Jesus, the newborn Christ. And they came across deserts. Nothing kept them away from our Lord. Nothing kept them from our Lord. And they came and they came, and then they gave him everything. And let's pray that our resolutions with our bodily health, our spiritual health, and our material things, that these resolutions will help us in that effort of pursuing Christ and opening up our hearts and our lives and giving them to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.